Evening in a Sugar Orchard. From where I lingered in a lull in March outside the sugar house one night for choice, I called the fireman with a careful voice and bade him leave the pan and stoke the arch. Oh, fireman, give the fire another stoke and send more sparks up chimney with the smoke. I thought a few might tangle as they did among bare maple boughs and in the rare hill atmosphere not cease to glow, and so be added to the moon up there. The moon, though slight, was moon enough to show on every tree a bucket with a lid, and on black ground a bearskin rug of snow. The sparks made no attempt to be the moon. They were content to figure in the trees as Leo, Orion, and the Pleiades, and that was what the boughs were full of soon. End of Evening in a Sugar Orchard.